Hey guys, and welcome to the Sober as Shit podcast. Today's episode is sponsored by Coaching with Brandy. If you're looking to add a little extra to your recovery portfolio, or if you're questioning whether or not you want to get sober and you want some extra accountability or guidance, please feel free to reach out for your free 20-minute consultation with me, and let's see if we're a right fit for each other. Hey guys, on today's episode, I wanted to talk about the basics: how to get sober, how to stay sober, how to not drink today. As always, it's always one day at a time, right? So we get sober, we have to figure out a plan. How do we not drink no matter what? Because life happens. No matter what we do, how good we are, what we plan, something's going to happen. It's going to trigger us. And then we're going to have to be like, well, fuck. What the fuck am I supposed to do now? How am I supposed to survive this? How am I not supposed to go to that liquor store or that convenience store and pick up a beer or vodka or whatever our drug of choice is and use it? Because that's what we've done for years. That's our MO. That's our mode of operation, right? So how do I get through the tough times? Last week, I mentioned how I'm going to be getting divorced and I'm still sober. Now, this is something I never planned for. I mean, nobody sets out in their life to go, hey, I'm going to be divorced in so-and-so years. No, what happens is life starts and then it keeps going and then something happens and it triggers these waves of impact or these things that happen, and we have to make these decisions of what to do and how to do it and where to go and how to survive. So I got sober almost three and a half years ago. And when I got sober, I was at this point where my marriage was about to end and things were not good, and I was severely obese and I was severely overweight and unhealthy, and I was at a point where my liver was probably about to fail at any point in time because I was drinking so much. Life was horrible. I felt like shit. I looked like shit. I numbed out for everything, including my own self, and I didn't know how to function as a person. So I got sober. I went to Alcoholics Anonymous. I created this program of recovery and I've tweaked it so that it's for me. It's my own method of recovery and I do a variety of things. Being in India and going through these huge life changes away from my 12-step fellowship and away from my best friends and away from my kids, it's given me this new idea of how to be sober, because I've tried meetings here and honestly, they're not that great, to be honest. This is a place where it's a lot of men, and the ideas of women and drinking, it's very closeted. I actually talked to somebody today, and I was talking to her just about how come there's no women? Why aren't there women in meetings? Why aren't there women talking about struggling with alcoholism? Because it's true. We struggle with alcoholism. We drink because we're moms. We drink because we're stressed. We drink because our marriage sucks. We drink because we don't feel pretty enough. We drink because of shame, guilt, remorse, every fucking thing, whatever the reason, we drink for. And then we usually hide it because we have, I'm not saying men don't have it too, because men have it as well. But for me as a mom, I always felt this greater sense of shame because here I am supposed to be a role model and the person who's showing kids how to do things, and I'm hiding in a closet drinking beer at all hours of the day and night. It's sad. So why aren't there more women talking about it? But that goes back to the basics, right? How do I stay sober in a place where there's not a lot of recovery happening openly? Luckily, while that may be true, there's also not a lot of drunkenness in public. It's not like the U.S. where you see a liquor store in every single corner. And if you don't see a liquor store, you know you'll see a grocery store or a convenience store, somewhere where you can buy alcohol so fucking easily. Luckily, that's not here. Also not here, you don't see people like carrying around the little brown bags that have like the beer bottle in it. And it's just not as widely pushed as it is in the U.S. And that's an amazing thing. Whereas that's amazing on the offside is it makes it easy to stay sober in a sense, but also kind of depressing because it's so underground. So how did I stay sober when I found out I'm going to be getting divorced? How did I stay sober through my treatment so far for my illness? is very simple. I post online. I reach out to people. When I'm going insane in my head, which my head has been super loud at points during my 4 weeks in India, I tell somebody. It's a humbling experience, to be honest, that your head is so fucked up right now that you cannot think straight. And it's a humbling experience to admit that you've done things that you're not happy about, like lots of flirting and seeking others to tell you that you're pretty and being a person that you've strived not to be. But the beauty of it is we're all human. These are all learning experiences, and we don't have to continue on the path that we've already started. At any point that we find we're not happy with ourselves, we have the opportunity to make that change again. And thankfully, I've done enough of the program, and I've worked the steps, and I have a tribe, and I have people that I can be accountable to that I can be like, oh, wait, fuck. This is not me. This is not who I want to be. And I can own up when I'm making mistakes. And sometimes it takes a few times of actually owning up before it sticks. Just like we don't always get sober the first time we try. It's a matter of practice and doing things differently. And if that doesn't work, we have to try again. Well, the same can be said of our behaviors or how we deal with triggers. Just because something happens and you do something doesn't mean like life is over and that you should go drink because you screwed up. It just means you need to do something different and you need to own up to your mistakes and you need to admit where you're at. And where I'm at today is I'm in love. I finally understand the concept of love because I'm not shaping myself to be somebody's person. I'm shaping myself to be who I want to be. And that means my eyes get to be open to possibilities that I didn't see a month ago and to feelings that I didn't know were possible. And it's amazing. Not only am I in love, but I'm in love with myself. And I'm in love with this country. And I'm in love with the fact that I get to be sober today, even though so many things have changed and so many things are changing. And I don't have to drink no matter what, because I have friends and I have a program and I have a group and I have this podcast and I have a blog and I get to write and journal and I don't have to keep secrets. So as always, if you're struggling, reach out. We can help. I can help. You're not alone. Those feelings, they're real, but they will pass. And if they aren't passing, that means maybe you should share it with somebody. Never be ashamed of what you're feeling, because all feelings are real. Thanks for listening, guys.